There was a time when the end of war and the homecoming of troops was a cause for mass celebrations in the streets. Not so for Australia's longest military campaign, the war in Afghanistan. The announcement that Australia will join the US in pulling out of the country later this year has been a trigger for painful memories and worries about what may be in store for the troubled nation. Nick Grimm reports.
On the streets of the Afghan capital Kabul, the looming departure of foreign troops from their soil is no cause for celebrations for locals like this. It's a worrying situation, this man says. People believe that if they leave the country, there will be a civil war. Another Afghan has this.
Every day there is a bomb blast here and we're tired of it. The Taliban have always said, we fight because the foreign troops are in Afghanistan. But now there are no more excuses left. We want the Taliban to come and make peace.
The Taliban might not have come as yet, but the US Secretary of State has, making an unannounced visit to the country to outline plans for the withdrawal of American troops.
I know this is a moment for many of mixed emotions.
Anthony Blinken also paying tribute to those whose blood and sweat helped fight the two-decade-long war.
These service members risked their lives, thousands gave their lives. And we've succeeded in achieving the objective we set out to achieve because of their service, because of their sacrifice.
And that sacrifice includes Australian lives.
The loss is great. The sacrifice, immense.
The Prime Minister not alone in shedding a tear yesterday for the 41 servicemen who died serving in Afghanistan. But retired Australian Army Captain Jason Skains, who was also there, believes the mourning must include those who've taken their own lives in the years since.
You know, since that conflict has started, it has caused a lot of grief for a lot of troops returning and trying to adjust to normalities here in Australia and civilian life. And, you know, the suicide rate, I think, is totally unacceptable.
The former intelligence officer wants a Royal Commission established into those and other veteran suicides, and he's backed by Ray Palmer, whose son Scott died in a Black Hawk helicopter crash in Afghanistan in 2010. But he's been dismayed to see many of his son's comrades also lose their lives.
So a lot of Scott's close friends have already committed suicide, so they're no longer here. And some of the others have managed to get help by themselves, if you know what I mean. They went out and seeked help for themselves when they weren't getting it from the Defence Force. Excuse me. I just feel really annoyed that, especially after you look at what happened after Vietnam and the consequences of that and how many guys took their lives over that, there was nothing ever taken up for looking at future conflicts, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know why not. Why didn't they rethink back on Vietnam, saying, all right, well, how can we do this better? How can we address this better? How can we look at what the consequences of sending our guys to Iraq or Afghanistan and coming home and then finding out they have got mental issues? How can we put things in place to ensure that we give them all the assistance they need?
For Ray Palmer, the end of the war in Afghanistan is a welcome development, even if it does stir up the pain of his son's loss.
Oh, look, it's still raw. It still hurts. Like, we're leading up to Anzac Day next weekend. So a lot of things keep coming forward, you know what I mean? It's never, I don't think, in my opinion, it's never going to be easy. And all the other families that we associate with feel the same way. Because just a big chunk taken out of your life, you know, it's part of growing up, and you've enjoyed all those times with someone that you really were proud of, and it's gone. You know what I mean? It's just not there anymore. So it's pretty hard.
That story by Nick Grimm and Jane Barden. And if that story has raised issues for you or anyone you know, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or the Veterans Support Line Open Arms on 1800 011 046.